This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Here we go. Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Great to have you. I am Rob Brown. My man Ben filling in for Lonzo this week. Of course, this week ends today. We'll be off tomorrow for Thanksgiving, off Friday for Black Friday. We'll return on Monday, 3-4 weeks of broadcasting for you. We will then be off on, we'll be back on Monday of Christmas week. We'll be off Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the Thursday and Friday after that. The whole station will be taking a break for that week. We will then return promptly to you on the Monday of New Year's Eve week. We will be off on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And then we will return for that, what is that, Thursday and Friday? And then the week after that, we're back to normal 5 days a week all the way through and into 2025. So there is your programming notifications for the remainder of the year. My man Travis said, Rob, my son Tristan says, what's up, brother? Tristan, what's up, big dog? Good to have you, brother. Welcome in. Travis says on the show, the Cowgirls suck, the Clemson Kitty Cats suck, and Lonzo's Chiefs suck. I wouldn't go that far. They're 10-1, right? They clearly don't suck. I have said they're the worst 10-1 team I've ever seen, but we haven't seen a lot of 10-1 teams. So, you know, I don't know what you want me to tell you. You're like the toughest wrestler on the independent circuit, I guess. It's still pretty good. Still pretty good. Travis said the Kittens, a.k.a. the Clemson Tigers, will be dog-walked on Saturday. Listen, it's hate week, people. It's hate week. It's rivalry week, a.k.a. hate week. So, I'm looking for your hate today. I'm looking for you to drink that haterade. I'm looking for you to fire off your hot takes this morning. All right? I want why it is that those rivals suck. Their head coach is a dork. Their stadium's a piece of trash. Their campus smells like sewer. Whatever it is. I want your hot takes. I want your rivalry takes. I want them on the phone line at 844-FANFONE. That's 844-326-3663. I want them on the text line at 713-07-7307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-M. We'll read them on the air. I want them on the Ray Memorial Bleep Talk hotline. Go to the Odyssey app. Go to the Fan Upstate page. In the middle of that page, there is a round circular button with a microphone on the inside of it. I want you to click that button. I want you to drop me a 30 to 60 second voice note about why your rivals are booty cheeks. All right? Hit me up. Let me know. I want the hate today. And it doesn't just have to be Clemson, South Carolina hate. All right? I know there's some Bama fans out there. Tell me why the Iron Bowl is going to go your way. Tell me why Auburn sucks. Auburn fans, I know you're out there. Hit me up and let me know why it is the Sister Kisters down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama ain't no good. They just dirty, low-down snitches. All right? And you can hate on anything else that you want to hate on, too. All right? I got a couple of things I'm going to get to later on. I'm going to start with this one because I'm going home for Thanksgiving this year. I'll be going down to Florida. As a matter of fact, theoretically, driving later after the show today. I'm going down to Florida for the weekend. And, you know, I made the mistake of letting some friends of mine know this. Now, I'm a big fan of supporting my friends, even when it is something that I'm not necessarily excited about. If they're excited about it, I'm excited for them, if not for the thing that they're doing. But there's one thing that I just cannot bring myself to get excited about. I told some friends I was coming down for the weekend. And one of them said, "That's fantastic. Because your friend, who shan't be named, your guy friend, who shan't be named, he's becoming a dad soon." And I'm absolutely fired up for him about that. He's wanted to be a dad for a long time. Now it's happening. I'm super pumped for him. But I got the text yesterday that said, "Hey, do you have plans on Saturday?" And I said, "Yep, sure do." And they said, "Oh, are they flexible?" And I said, "Nah, not really. I got, you know, Bet for the Cycle from noon to four on the BetQL network with myself and Cody Decker. Yes, we will be doing the show on Saturday during Rivalry Day. I'm very excited about that." I said, "Nah, they're not really all that flexible. Why?" And she said, "Well, because your friend, who's wanted to be a dad for a very long time and is becoming a dad very soon, on Saturday, Ben, is having his gender reveal party. And we would very much like for you to be there." And I said, "Oh, man, sure do wish that I could be. I'll stop by later in the evening. Maybe I'll come by on Sunday with a nice little gift. I'll hook him up with a nice little bottle of bourbon. I've even gone so far as the past that I may do this for him since I'm absolutely not going. Where I've gone and I'll get a dad to be like a very nice bottle of bourbon. And you know, I'll get a glass etching, like I'll etch their name. And if they know the name of the kid, I'll get that on there, whatever, right? Like a nice bottle of like souvenir bourbon that they can put up, on the whiskey shelf.
It's a nice touch.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good at this. All right. I'm pulling for the guy, but, I already don't care about your gender reveal party. You can drop in and listen, I'm down for a good party. Okay. I'm down for a good party. I don't need an excuse to have a party, but I'll take one. All right. I'm not anti gender reveal party because I'm always in for a good party. What I am anti is, you know what Saturday is. You know what Saturday is, dude. You know it's rivalry week. You couldn't push that thing back one more Saturday? You couldn't push that thing back two more Saturdays? Like, I know that if you're having a kid, Ben, you've got how many kids? You got just one right now?
Just one.
Girl. Did you guys do gender reveal party?
No, we didn't want to burn down a forest.
Also, you gotta chill. Yeah, not Ben, but like y'all gotta chill with that stuff. All right,
yeah,
you know, if you want to do the thing where like dad hits a golf ball and it explodes into pink or blue, all right, fine, whatever. Like you understand that 99.9% of your guests would be just as excited if you said it's a girl. We'd all be like, "Oh yay!" Like you're getting the same reaction. All right, yeah. We can stop with the theatrics.
Strawberry ice cream.
Come on. If you want to say, "Do you want to come to the house? I've got a cooler full of beer, and you know we're all going to stand around in the backyard, and then at some point somebody's going to open an envelope and say it's a boy or it's a girl." Yeah, I'll come to that because it's a party. I don't need an excuse to go to a party. I don't need an excuse to go to a party. Okay. I'll come to your party. Just say we're having a party and I'll be there. But what I'm not going to do is come to a party that you throw at 2 p.m. on rivalry day, right? If you'd have put this in like week 9, I'd have been like, all right, I can skip a game or two, right? Not a big deal. I can skip a game or two. I mean, there's impactful games every week, but I can miss one or two. I can circle back around later and watch that thing on replay if it's like a game. But this is Thanksgiving Saturday. People who don't follow football know what this Saturday is. This Saturday is Rivalry Saturday. Everybody has the one game that they want to win more than any other game this weekend. And not only are you throwing it, but you're putting this thing at 2:00 p.m. You know what that means? That means the games that start at noon, I don't get to see the end of. And the games that start at 3:30, I don't get to see the beginning of. You are not just impacting rivalry week, but you're impacting two windows of rivalry week. You would be better served to put this thing on Sunday. You'd be better. Put this thing at Thursday afternoon. I'd rather take off of work for a day to be there. Then to skip every game mattering, every game being the most intense of the year. Come on, man. Like, I'm not, just so we're clear, I'm not anti-gender reveal. I saw one on TikTok or something, Instagram Reels the other day, because I'm a millennial. Get off me. I saw one the other day, Ben, that I was like, okay, if you do this, I'm absolutely coming. The lady put dad in charge of the gender reveal. You know what he did? He had two local indie professional wrestlers show up, one wearing pink and one wearing blue, and they had a match. Oh, and the winner of the match was the gender.
Perfect.
Oh, it was great. It was great. I'm like, all right, not only will I come to that, I'll help you set it up. I'll help you script the match. I'll referee the damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
I got you. No problem. That's fantastic. That's phenomenal. But even that, if you put it on college football rivalry weekend Saturday, I'm busy. I'm so glad that I was able to say, oh, I'd really love to be there, but I got a show. I got a show noon to 4. Can't be there. Can't make it. I'm very sorry. Not just not going to be able to do it. I can't. It's too late. Too late for me to ask off of the show. Too late for me to take off the show. You know, if you'd have told me a couple of weeks ago, maybe I could have got the day off, which is a lie, but not the point. Which is not the point. All right, water cooler cheat sheet, top three sports stories that you need to know. I know we're a little bit behind, but that's okay because who the hell cares? It's Friday, right? Water cooler cheat sheet.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office and start working for what is, I hope for you, the last day of the week at Thanksgiving tomorrow. And I know some of you have to work Thanksgiving tomorrow. And for those of you that have to work Thanksgiving tomorrow, I apologize, but I appreciate you, all right? Those of you that are doctors and nurses and EMS workers, firefighters, police officers, you know, the people without whom society would collapse. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your dedication to the gig. I mean it when I say we all sincerely appreciate you and the fact that you have to do something that the rest of us don't want to. Because if it wasn't for you, well, we couldn't all do that thing. So thank you very much for doing what you're doing tomorrow. I am sorry I will not be here to work with you, but I got to go see the fam, all right? Item number one on the water cooler cheat sheet, the college football playoff rankings have dropped. Oregon remains locked in at numero uno out of the Big Ten. The 11-0 Ducks find themselves sitting on top of the world, just one spot ahead of the number two ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. The Buckeyes out of the Big Ten, 10-1, find themselves in the number two spot. At number three, out of the Southeastern Conference, Texas checks in at number three. Penn State is at number four. Notre Dame rounds out the top five, making up six through 10. Miami, 10-1 out of the ACC. Georgia at 9-2 out of the SEC. 9-2 at Tennessee out of the SEC is number eight. SMU, a 10-1 squad out of the ACC, checks in at number nine. And Indiana, after their loss to Ohio State, they are 10-1. They are also number 10 in the rankings. The highest group of five team is number 11, Boise State. Clemson at 9-2 checks in at number 12. They are right ahead of three-loss SEC teams. Those are Alabama, Ole Miss, and South Carolina. 9-2 Arizona State out of the Big 12 is number 16. The American Conference champion, potentially. The Tulane Green Wave are 9-2, ranked number 17. Iowa State is number 18 ahead of number 19 BYU. Both of those teams 9-2 out of the Big 12. A&M and Mizzou are a pair of 8-3 teams out of the SEC, ranked 20 and 21. The UNLV Running Rebels out of the Mountain West are number 22 at 9-2. The ILL Illinois at number 23 out of the Big 10 at 8-3. Kansas State out of the Big 12, 8-3, is number 24. And 8-3 Big 12 Colorado is number 25. That's where they stand. Army dropped all the way out of the top 25 after their loss this weekend. That's your college football playoff rankings as it stands right now. We're going to continue to address those coming up in just a few minutes from right now. We've got Denton Day from SiriusXM's College Football Overtime joining us in the final segment of this hour. We will run up and down the rankings and get his thoughts on all of that coming up very shortly. Item number two, over to Major League Baseball. We go. The LA Dodgers are still celebrating their World Series championship. And what a way to celebrate other than to, you know, get better already. And they did. Yesterday, picked up free agent and two-time Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell. A five-year, $182 million contract. That is pending a physical, but it includes no opt-outs, some deferred money, and a $52 million signing bonus. For the Dodgers, Snell gives the World Series champs a frontline starter for their title defense next season after they survived October with just three healthy starters. They relied very heavily on their bullpen, which was playing with fire. It did work out for the Dodgers, obviously, as they will be raising a banner and wearing the gold patch on the uni next year. The $182 million contract is the third largest ever for a left-handed pitcher in Major League Baseball based on total value, behind only David Price with the Red Sox back in 2015 and Clayton Kershaw's Dodgers contract in 2014. It is also another massive deal for a free agent for the Dodgers. They have now handed out not one, not two, not three, not four, but five contracts worth at least $100 million since the start of the 23-24 season. That is the same number as the rest of Major League Baseball combined in that same period of time. Snell had a $62 million deal with the Giants, but he opted out back on November 1st to become a free agent for the second straight season. He joins the NL West arch rival in SoCal. Check out the lineup now. Blake Snell, Shohei Ohtani, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and Tyler Glasnow. You also have Dustin May, Tony Gonsolin, Bobby Miller, and Clayton Kershaw. Should Kershaw re-sign with the club as expected, as options to round out the group, they are going to end up probably sending a couple of good long-term vets in and out of the rotation throughout the course of the year. They have built an all-star rotation there. They are also amongst the leading contenders to sign Japanese star right-hander Roki Sasaki, who is expected to be posted this winter. That's a massive pickup for the LA Dodgers, and we'll be talking about that this Saturday on Bet for the Cycle, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network. Finally, item number three on the water cooler cheat sheet. I have kind of jumped all around, but I think this one is worth talking about. A Hall of Fame career, probably, likely, we'll see. North Carolina announced Mack Brown will not return to be the head football coach next season, one day after the future Hall of Famer declared his intentions to return to the Tar Heels. Athletic director, no, I'm not making this name up, Bubba Cunningham, informed Brown of his decision yesterday. The 73-year-old will coach the team in the regular season finale against NC State on Saturday. They have not arrived at a decision at whether or not he will coach the Tar Heels in their bowl game. Mack Brown said in a statement, quote, "While this was not the perfect time and way in which I imagine going out, no time will ever be the perfect time. I've spent 16 seasons at North Carolina and will always cherish the memories and relationships Sally and I have built while serving as the head coach. We've had the chance to coach and mentor some great young men and will miss having the opportunity to do that in the future. Moving forward, my total focus is on helping these players and coaches prepare for Saturday's game against NC State and give them the best chance to win. We want to send these seniors out right, and I hope our fans will show up Saturday to do the same." In two stints at North Carolina, Brown has compiled a 113-78-1 record, won a national championship with Texas after his first UNC tenure, then returned to the Heels in 2019, took them to an ACC championship game appearance in 2022. Brown ranks eighth all-time amongst FBS coaches with 288 victories. He trails only Brian Kelly, Nick Saban, Amos Stagg, Bear Bryant, Pop Warner, Bobby Bowden, and a guy from Penn State whose name I won't say on the radio. With Brown out, there are now two active FBS coaches with a natty, Kirby Smart and Dabo Swinney. Is that not mind-blowing? In all of college football, with Mack Brown out, in all of college football, there are two coaches active who have won a natty. Two. There are two active coaches who have a ring. Two. Kirby and Dabo. And both of those coaches won their rings within the last couple of years, which, you know, obviously makes sense. But the fact that there are two, for some reason, is just mind-blowing to me. All right, let's run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute, got a couple more thoughts on the college football landscape that I want to share with you. Then we will have Denton Day, the host of College Football Overtime on Sirius XM Radio. Then we will have Mark Benetti, the voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. He'll be joining us at 8:30. We'll get you all caught up on where the bits are heading into a big weekend on the road. And, of course, we got some NFL talk. I'll give you some thoughts, previews, projections, prognostications for the football weekend and more all coming up. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate. This is why I've been saying being at 12 isn't good enough for Clemson. Not only do you have to beat South Carolina, number 15, but on top of beating South Carolina, you need somebody above you to take an L that drops them below you. You need to get to 11. That's your goal this weekend if you're Clemson. Win convincingly enough to get to number 11 and force the issue. We'll see how that plays out. Second thing that jumped back in. I do think that the committee would love to find a way to get Alabama in. I think they'd love to find a way to get Ole Miss in. And I do think that while South Carolina doesn't have the brand power that Alabama does, I think they'd be happy if they could figure out a way to get all the three-loss SEC teams in, at least the three that are inside the top 15. It's not a guarantee. But all those teams need some chaos. All those teams need some upsets. All right? Even if Clemson loses to South Carolina, Alabama, with the win over Auburn, could very well fall behind South Carolina. I'm not saying it for sure. I'm saying it's a possibility. A top 15 win for Alabama coupled with let me phrase that. If Alabama loses to Auburn, they will absolutely fall behind South Carolina with the assumption South Carolina beats Clemson. Not a guarantee either. But even if Clemson loses to South Carolina and falls behind the Gamecocks, that would bump Alabama up to 12 if they win the Iron Bowl. But again, that fifth highest ranked conference championship ticket could mean that the team that ranks 12th does not get in. The loser of the SEC championship still has a very good chance to end up inside the top 12. We talked about the different possibilities of that earlier in the show as well. The only way that doesn't happen is if the winner of the SEC championship game is Texas A&M. So Alabama's best shot is for a bunch of upsets this week. It's Miami losing to Syracuse. It's USC beating Notre Dame. They're going to need one, maybe two, of those things to happen to get Alabama in. Number three, Indiana, still inside the top 10 at number 10. There were a lot of folks wondering, because they lost the only difficult game on the schedule, Ohio State. They've won every game they're supposed to. There was one game they were a dog. That's Ohio State. They did lose that game, but they did not get dropped out of the top 10 despite the double-digit loss to Ohio State and the fact they have no wins over ranked opponents. But the Hoosiers are ahead of Boise State, a one-loss team out of the Mountain West Conference. So, as long as Indiana beats Purdue this weekend, they're in. If they lose to Purdue with the weak schedule they have and an upset loss to a bad Purdue team and getting blown out by an Ohio State University, Indiana can't lose this weekend. They are absolutely out if they lose. I think they are absolutely in if they win. Do I think that they are a true contender? Not really. But that's why we play the games, right? Here's something else that's very interesting to me. The other thing that's very interesting is what's happening with the Pac-12. The rules of the 12-team CFP guarantee playoff bids for the five highest-ranked conference champions. That does not mean the Power Four plus one more. It means the top five. And if the top five isn't the Big 12, the Big 12 could be locked out. In theory, all five conference champions could be from the group of five. The reality is that the Big 12 champions should be in, but there is a path for a couple of teams to be a three-loss Big 12 team that is not up there, or even a four-loss Big 12 team to be the champ, which would burn that conference out. So we'll talk more about this. We have got, coming up on the next show, perhaps one of the most handsome men in radio, Denton Day, the host of SiriusXM's College Football Overtime. We will break down the college football playoff rankings and some of the possible scenarios that could play out this weekend during rivalry week when we return. Denton Day up next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.